Do you want to become self-motivated to live on purpose and curate a life you love? I'm Kay Cote, and you're listening to the Fit Fabulous Life podcast. This podcast exists as your community where you can hear encouraging stories and discover resources that you can start using today. My goal on each episode is to have you walk away feeling fit and fabulous. Keys to living an aligned life. That is a big topic, to be honest. And it's something I'm constantly working on. I'm on this journey, and it can be a really lonely place, yet it doesn't have to be. And the key to getting more alignment in your life sometimes means letting go to let yourself grow. And that can come in all kinds of forms. Sometimes letting go is something we can choose to do. Sometimes something is taken from us and we have to adapt to the changes that are going on around us. And sometimes that can be really challenging, especially if we are in a very set, fixed mindset. So the key to that is, you know, allowing ourselves to be fluid and allowing ourselves to be in a state of flow. And my previous episode to this with Lauren Roxburgh goes into how we can do that and the importance of aligning with our true selves and aligning in our mind, body, and spirit, which is, again, there are books, there are so many things written on this topic, and I'm just here to share a little bit about my personal journey and my personal story of getting to this point and this actualization of this and being able to align or recalibrate when I need to, because we're constantly changing. Life is a constant state of flux. It's never fixed. We have moments in time where things feel the same, but we're ultimately always changing. So one way we can find alignment in our life is by tapping into our mind and body connection. I pulled a quote from last week's conversation with Lauren that sheds a lot of light on how to do this. Here it is.
So sometimes there's so much noise that's blocking us from feeling. But I believe that the more we can awaken that feeling, that sensory connection, and science is now calling fascia, the fascial matrix, the sensory organ, and now even, I love this one, the sixth sense. So the sense of proprioception, of where, knowing where you are in space in relationship to the earth, in relationship to other people and gravity and situations, and like holding yourself up. And that's something we actually lose as we age. So if we can work with our fascial system, our sixth sense, then we actually will be able to stand up with more balance and grace and ease and flow.
So Lauren talks about this noise that's around us, this constant buzz. We're constantly plugged in. And this actually stops us from having that mind-body connection because we're constantly on alert. We're taking in information. We're not giving ourselves the time to actually metabolize that information or digest that information. And we're on to the next thing. And it feels like we're just on this buzz, like our nerves are constantly on this buzz. This can really hinder our ability to connect our bodies and minds together. So sometimes it's about resting, allowing for that space. And I know what you're thinking. You live a busy, busy life. Even in as little as 5 minutes a day, you can find time to rest. What I like to do is tether 5 minutes of rest time in the morning with my morning routine. So when I wake up, I leave my phone in the bedroom. I come out, I start the coffee, and that's when I take this 5 minutes to just reset. By doing that, it allows for me to think things through, create a mission for my day. What is the one thing I want to accomplish in this day? So ways I like to do this in the mornings is by either taking time to journal or going for a walk or a run out in nature, getting in some sunlight. I like to listen to music that has no lyrics but is really uplifting. And I have a great mix on Spotify called Music for the Mind, Body, Soul. I'd love to share that with you. So give me a follow at Kay Cote on Spotify and you can tune into that music. And then this one's going to sound kind of interesting, but I actually physically say to my body, I say, hey, body, how are you today? And this allows me to tap into feeling what my body is feeling and understand and digest what my body is feeling. And being aware of different sensations going on in my body. And you can do this too. You can find what works for you. The key is to just allow for that and to have fun and to make it your own practice. If you're feeling uneasy or unsure, some other great tools I've used in the past is I go to a yoga class. I take and practice yoga, or you can use a guided meditation. One that I really like is a guided meditation for intuitive guidance, and it's by Mindful in Minutes with host Kelly. This can help you really strengthen that communication between your mind and your body and give you that awareness of your body, how it's moving, and what sensations are happening. These are all ways to do that. Another way I like to do it is to be physically active. Physical activity strengthens the connection between your mind and your body and creates that awareness. And you become tuned in to what your body is telling you, whether there be pain, happiness, joy, and allowing yourself to feel them and allowing yourself to understand these feelings. And again, have fun with this. You can taste test all sorts of types of movement. Lauren shares a great poem.
Things that you can do to help your fascia and to really just get out of that white knuckling clutch. I wanted to read this to your listeners here, which is laugh, cry, dance, hum, sway, and yawn. Shake, quiver, twist, stretch, and go upside down. Smile, kiss the earth with your bare feet. Absorb the healing frequency of our Mother Earth and focus on the magic all around. Those are the simple things that you can do that cost nothing.
Think of your body like a good friend. When you call your friend and get together with your friend often, you have a stronger bond. The same thing goes for your friendship with your body. So the more times you use your body, you're active, you find movement, that is strengthening that bond, strengthening that connection between your mind and your body. Another great resource, you guys. I am so stoked about this. You can check out Lauren's fitness and movement on her website, thealignedlifestudio.com, and she offers a free 7-day trial to her Aligned Life methods. This kind of movement is amazing because, again, like Lauren says, it works with your fascia tissue, your connective tissue, your tissues that embrace feeling, that communicate all the activities going on within your body and your mind. It's where our spirit lies. It's where our aliveness is within this tissue. This tissue carries our nerves. It carries our lymph nodes. It's just this incredible thing I'm just tapping into. And Lauren really can do a deep dive. She has some great books on her website as well as a blog and the movement that is meant to nourish your fascia system and help it work for you. So this brings me to my next topic. This is one we all know too good and well. And this is the topic of stress. A lot of times we just want to eliminate all stress. We think that eliminating stress will give us a better life. But this is so untrue because it's impossible to eliminate all stress from our life, for one. And for two, we need a healthy amount of stress in our lives to help us to grow, to help us to pivot, to help us think critically about solutions. A healthy amount of stress done in the right way can be beneficial. Now, we may be really unsure of how to do this. Like, what is the right amount of stress? And the truth is, it's very nuanced. There is no right amount of stress. But more so, what's important is how we handle stresses that come through our day. Now, we are bombarded with so many sensations. Again, this is why that cluing into your mind and body connectiveness when we tap into this awareness, it allows us to, rather than react to stress, we can respond to stress. So when we get something that comes our way, we respond in a way that is thoughtful, that is going to serve us, and that can help us keep our body's levels in a good place and can help us keep our bodies in a happy place when dealing with stress. So when we get stressed out, let's take, for example, you're in traffic and you're trying to get to your workplace, and right away your stress levels are up. That means that cortisol levels are up. That means your body is in fight or flight mode. We can tap into ways to reduce that and find a response and tell ourselves, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm running late. But is that going to solve anything? If we can tap into that, we can tap into responding and reminding ourselves that getting angry, getting frustrated, letting our stress take us and go out of control is not going to make the traffic move any faster. And I use this scenario because this is one I struggle with often, traffic and being late, and like when I'm late because of traffic, or when I'm late and then it goes into the spiral of beating myself up. And then it's like at that point, I'm like, okay, then my body and my mind are so disconnected. They're so diseased with each other. They are not happy. And I'm realizing, okay, this is a place where I can practice responding rather than reacting. And right away, I like to tap into my breath work. And I've talked about this breath work before. And something very simple I like to tap into anytime I feel my heart rate going up, I feel that anxiety coming in, creeping in, and it's the breath where you breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 1, exhale for 7 counts, and hold for 1, and repeat that process. And right away, I have like created this healthy habit. Whenever I'm feeling out of control, I'm feeling anxiety, it's like a trigger now. Okay, access your breath. And that is just one simple way that I can help bring myself back to calm. That's the beauty of these healthy responses. It's not about this overcomplicated way of responding. It's really very, very simple method. And like in my episode with Lauren from last week, we talk about more of these methods. We talk about more ways to respond and just create this sense of calm in our bodies. Because when we have a sense of calm, it can help reduce our inflammation, which in turn helps create ease in the body. And it can help ward off illnesses just by tuning in and giving our mind and body and spirit a healthy place to connect and in a healthy environment. And so now with that being said, I am so excited for this part of the show where I get to answer your questions. Today, we have 2 questions from our listener, Amber. Amber is a mom of 4 and a couple of years ago started homeschooling her kids. And in that experience, she started to work on mindfulness and practices that come with mindfulness to help herself, her partner, and her children as they go through the homeschooling experience.
My questions were, first, because I get really obsessive with researching and wanting to understand the why. And then I want to know the information that supports that. So that's kind of what I'm wondering. Like I totally believe that, you know, like our stress is saved in our body, but what kind of research kind of directs us towards the fascia? Cause that's super interesting. The body is amazing. And then my next question is, because I do a lot of work with my children, I homeschool my kids, and I'm really focused on mindfulness and trying to help develop their brain to handle stress and to handle those big feelings so that they can learn. So I'm wondering, is fascia work something that you would use with children? Or like how young could you start them on something like that?
So these questions are great, and I am so excited to help answer these. And this quote from Lauren talks about the science behind the fascia tissue and where it started.
So fascia was discovered in the Western world by Ida Rolf, who was again, she created the system called structural integration. And she was studying in the 1960s, she was studying how the human body related to gravity. She was actually a rocket scientist. So she was pretty unique for that era as a woman in that industry. And she started realizing that there's this thing that holds us up in gravity, and it's affecting people's pain, their emotional state, their vitality overall, their well-being overall. And so that was quite a long time ago, but it wasn't until 2017 that the first fascial congress was established. And that's when the Western medicine world came together with the holistic bodywork or holistic healing, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic world.
Now, according to Dr. Rolf's website, more than 50 years ago, Dr. Rolf recognized that the body is inherently a system of seamless networks of tissues rather than a collection of separate parts. And these connective tissues surround, support, and penetrate all muscles, bones, nerves, and organs. And it works like a web-like complex of connective tissues to release, realign, and balance the whole body, potentially resolving discomfort, reducing compensations, and alleviating pains. So Dr. Rolf's work is really what inspired Lauren. So Dr. Rolf's work was some of the cutting edge science behind the fascia tissue, how it works, and what actually is going on in this organ. And to answer part two of Amber's question is, I'd say you can introduce this concept to your children whenever they reach that age of curiosity, of learning. It may vary child to child, but just like any other practice of, you know, eating healthy food or going outside and being outside in nature or being physically active and getting off the computer or the screens, teaching your kids about the fascia tissue can be brought in along when you're teaching them about these other healthy habits in life. These kind of conversations are so inspiring to me. And I hope that they resonate with you as well. And I just want to leave you with one thing. By strengthening our body and mind connection, we can tap into our abilities to respond rather than react. And also remember to give yourself grace. This is a practice. Perfection is not the goal here. And there are going to be days, just like myself, when I am on fire and feeling like I'm on top of the world. And then the next day, I feel like I'm in a garbage pit and I can't get anything right. And I react to anger and I react to things. And I have to know in those moments that that's the time for grace and that's the time for growth. And instead of being hard on ourselves, telling ourselves we're a failure, think of it as an opportunity to learn and to fail forward and to look back and reflect on that moment and say, okay, what did I do? What was my trigger here, and how can I respond better later? Again, the aim is not perfection. It's rather focusing on improvements and open to the opportunities to learn.
It really is a neuro pattern. So we can change those synapses by changing our thought patterns. You can do it through affirmations, through movement, through spending time in nature, through forest bathing. There's so many things that are available for us that I think people just don't realize the power of them.
Thank you for tuning into this mini-sode. I highly recommend checking out the Aligned Life Studio with Lauren, where you can become stronger, calmer, and more confident. And you can find that connection in your mind and body that helps you live each day on purpose. Remember, you get a free 7-day trial. So check that out at alignedlifestudio.com. Also, you can access these resources and more in the show notes, as well as on fargofitfriend.com. Also, connect with Lauren and myself on Instagram. You can connect with Lauren at LOROXBURGH, and then myself at fargofitfriend, FARGO. Thank you for tuning into this episode, and we will see you again next time. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, head on over to Apple Podcasts and give it a 5-star rating and leave a review. I love to hear from you. Thanks again for tuning in. and always remember how fabulous you really are.